Okay, this is a parak ches in Hilchos Psulei Mekdashim. In the previous parak, as we saw, the Rambam switches over to start discussing halachas as they relate to bird offerings and some of the defects. Here, we're going to talk about cases of mixtures. So as you recall, we saw that by animals, that there's a mixture of, let's say, hektish and non-hektish animals with halacha is. Here, the same thing, same halachas are going to apply to the birds. Okay, halacha aleph. Chatas osh nitzarv olas oth. Let's say a bird sin offering gets mixed up with a bird offering that's going to be burnt in its entirety on the Mizbeach. All associated start with Chatasof or vice versa. Even if it's 1 to 1,000, all of them are consigned to death. As long as at the time that when they were separated out by the owners, it was clear this is for a Chatas and this is for Ola. Let's say he brought a bunch of birds together. Some he's going to take for sin offering, some for an ola. Lo pirish, ela kulan stumos. He doesn't specify which ones are which, but rather they're all going to be used in some way for his chiyuvim. Menesarva, chatas ola, bechova zuastuma. Yeshan din acher. So let's say in this mixture that hasn't been separated specifically for chatas ola, a chatas of or ola, so it gets mixed up with that group. Then, as the Rambam says, he says there are different halachas that apply. So what are those? Halacha bays. The case of dinayim, what alachas in this arba chatas v'chova zu hastuma. Let's say a chatas, an olas chatas gets mixed up with this unspecified generic group of birds. Ein kasher ella minyan chatos shivachol levad. All that's kosher from that group is the amount of obligatory sin offerings. Aval minyan olas shivachova ina chatas shes arba hen b'sulin. But the amount of olas that he's chayv in that get mixed up with the chatas. There, those are pasul. Sharenis arva chatas ba'olas. Because now, in that case, a sin offering is being mixed up with an ola offering. So therefore, lacha gemalfika im haisa chova shtayim bechatas. Now he spells out what this means. If he has what do you call it? If the group that's stam that has doesn't have a specific designation is twice as large as the number of chatos that get mixed up with them, chatia chova kasher vechatia pasul. So half of the generic group is kasher, and the other half is pasul. The early issue also cool on the matan kamasachatas. And Rambam surmises that all the sprinkling, all the shrit, the malika slash sprinkling of the blood should be done on the lower half of the mizbeach, like every other sin offering, bird sin offering. Halachadal. The chemis arba ola bechova zuastuma. Let's say an ola becomes mixed up with this generic group of hektish birds. Ein kasher elamina ola shibachova. All that's kasher is the amount of ola that you're required in. But the amount of chatos would be possible in that group. Okay, Sharenis Arba, Ola Bechatas. Because now, again, we have a case where an Ola is mixed with Bechatas. Bein Shaisa, Chova, Hastuma, Merubal, Ola Sharenis Arba. Whether the generic obligatory amount is greater than the amount of Olas that are mixing them, Bein Shaisa, Ola, Merubal, Ola Sharenis Arba. Or whether the Ola sacrifices are greater than the amount of the unspecified group, Bein Shaisa, Shein Shabbos, or even if the two groups are equal, Ein Kasher, Ela Minyan, Ola Shibachova. All that's kasher is the amount of olas in that required group. Therefore, if the ratio was generic group was twice as large as the ola, half of it is kasher and the other half is pasul. And Rambam surmises again, since we're going to treat this with the character of having an ola, a chatas ola, all the sprinkling of the blood should be done on the upper half. Okay, let's say I have two generic groups of bird offerings. Okay, they got mixed together. Whether they're from one, what do you call it, group or one purpose, could go in kini zavim, for instance, the doves brought by seminal mission cases, or mishnei shemos, could go in kini zavim or kini yodos, or let's say two different objectives, let's say one seminal mission, one birth. Whether they're two for one person, or for two. Two owners, shavos, shabos, if they're equal, so then half is kasher and the other half is not. Whether they're all done, sprinkled on top or on the bottom. Oh, or let's say half were for the above and half were offered for the below part. Half are good, half are not. What can we say for sure? Because we know that half are ola and half are chatas. And we know that a chatas is the lower half, ola, upper half. So if he does all of them on top, then we can say half of them are kasher because we can treat them as olah. And if all of them were sprinkled on the bottom, then we could say they are kasher, half are kasher, but they are sin because of the sin offering. Let's say he sprinkled half below and half above. right? Half of the half shenas lamala kasher. So half of the half they did above is kasher because of me'ataros, because of mitrib, who olos the chatzi achatzi shamata, kasher v'chatos. Right, so the first half should be good, who olos. The chatzi achatzi shamata, kasher v'chatos. So half of the half of the above would be good, and half of the half of below would be good as well. Now, let's say the groups, the two generic bird groups that got mixed up together, one is bigger than the other. Okay, let's say one group was four and the other was six. Let's say you did all the sprinkling above or all the sprinkling below. So half are good and half are not. Because what the Rambam explained. Let's say you did half sprinkled half below and half above. If he did this after he asked what to do, hamuot kasher, the smaller amount is okay. But if he did it on his own intuition, then the greater amount would be kasher. So this is the rule. Whenever the Kohen on his own das decides to proceed and does half above and half below the mizbeach, the yeshah shel yeh mishel echad amala lamata, or is it mirum kasher? And it's impossible that that one of them will not have been all the way on top and the bottom. Then we say the greater one is kasher. Because it's a general, it's known that some of the korbanos are sprinkled above that half part of the mizbeach, miksas lamata and half below. You call korbanosav ksherim. And in such a case, all the korbanos would be kasher. Because let's say two owners purchased together, okay, a pair of doves, okay, mixed together, or they gave the money for these birds, these doves, to the Kohen, the Izish Yirtza Kohen, to any Kohen they want, Yakriv, Chatas, Liz Yirtza Yakriv, to any Kohen they want, any Kohen who wants to can bring the Chatas, anyone who wants to can bring the Ola. Jaina Kinan, Misparshan, El Bekichas Bailam, Obas Yisakon Kumash Rana, because the doves don't become specified for their purpose, either through the purchasing by the owners or through the actions of the Kohen. Let's say there was a bunch of birds in front of the Kohen and some were chatas and some were ola. Let's say he does two of them above and two below, or two below. Then half are good, half are not. Let's say he did half above and half below. He wasn't sure which one he did. Was it the chatas or below or the ola? Everything's possible. Shani Omer. Because it's possible, what he would say is he reversed it. He reversed which ones he was supposed to do. Now, let's say he has three groups of birds in front of him. Let's say he has one group of sin offering, one group ola offering, and one group generic. Okay, so what happens? So half ola. Half chataos, lo pirish. I'm sorry, that's the stam group. So again, he has one group of vade chatas, one group of vade ola, and then one generic group that has half ola, half chatas. Imasakul malamata. If he does all of them above or below the mizbeach, mechza kasher, mechza pasul, and half a kasher and half a mat. Finally, lachid aleph, asa chetzin amal chetzin mata. In such a case, if he did half above and half below, ain't a kasher alasasam bavad, she asa chetzin amal chetzin mata. The only amount that would be good is the generic amount that he did half above, half below. Whom is chalik ben abalim ba ulushneim. And it gets divided between the owners, and each one gets the portion that he's supposed to get. Because Cohen's not sure which one he specified, or which ones were generic. But the two specified groups, the ones we know, are puzzle. He's not sure which one was done above or below. Maybe it's possible the ola was done below and the chatas above. Okay, that ends Parakhes, and we'll pick up Parakhes tomorrow.